Welcome to the May 28th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, Citrix releases Zen Server 5.6, VMware pushes further into the cloud, and much more. I'm site editor Colin Steele.
And I'm assistant editor Keith Kessinger.
Our top story comes from this month's Citrix Synergy Conference, where Citrix released Zen Server 5.6. The new free version now supports up to 256 gigs of RAM per host, up to 64 logical processors, and for networking, it supports single-root I/O virtualization. There are also new versions of the pay editions of Zen Server, which are called Enterprise and Platinum, plus there's a new $1,000 version called Advanced. These editions offer dynamic memory, which lets you reallocate memory among guests, and it also includes host power management. These two features are Citrix's answers to VMware's memory overcommit and distributed power management. Citrix says the goal is to increase enterprise Zen Server adoption, but some users say that Citrix would be better off improving Zen Server's management rather than adding more advanced features. Zen Server 5.6 is available as of May 28th. We also have some more VMware Cloud news to talk about this week. The first is a scoop from our sister site, searchcloudcomputing.com. They're reporting that VMware will finally announce the details of Project Redwood at VMworld this year. Project Redwood is a cloud computing initiative that we've been hearing about since before last year's VMworld. And now we finally have some details. It will officially be called the vCloud Service Director, and it will be a sort of bridge between private and public clouds. According to VMware documents accidentally posted on the company's website, vCloud Service Director will provide the tools to create a private cloud, connect it to additional resources from public cloud providers, and manage it all through a single console. Some IT pros have raised concerns about the security of linking their private infrastructure to a public cloud. VMware has also announced a cloud computing partnership with Google. The deal will let Java developers build applications on the Google App Engine, thanks in part to VMware's SpringSource technology. The partnership between VMware and Google is pretty surprising because just last year, VMware accused Google of not being a real cloud. But that's apparently changed now that Google is opening itself up to other programming languages. And in one last bit of VMware news, the company has a new certification. It's called the VMware Certified Advanced Professional, or VCAP, and it's kind of an intermediate certification between the VMware Certified Professional and the VMware Certified Design Expert. It's for data center administrators and designers, and the exam opens July 12th. We'll be right back.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. SearchServerVirtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at SearchServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. Veeam Software has released a new version of its virtualization management platform. Veeam Reporter 4.0 features enhanced reporting, change management, and capacity planning for VMware environments. These features are possible because of Veeam Reporter's new integration with SQL Server reporting services. This addition also enables reports to be shared with other applications, such as Microsoft SharePoint, Veeam Monitor, Business View, and NWorks. Pricing for Veeam Reporter 4.0 remains at $375 per CPU. Meanwhile, CA is developing several management tools for Cisco's unified computing system. CA is using UCS's Manager API to build native management functionality into three of its products: Spectrum Automation Manager, Spectrum Infrastructure Manager, and eHealth Performance Manager. CA joins a long list of system management providers, including EMC, HP, Microsoft, and Symantec that have used the UCS Manager API. Expect eHealth Performance Manager to ship in June, with both of the Spectrum tools available in the end of 2010.
Thanks, Keith. And finally, VisionCore has released vRanger Pro 4.5. This new version of the virtualization backup software supports VMware's changed block tracking feature, and it works with the Windows NTFS to map and backup only active blocks. vRanger Pro 4.5 is available now for free to customers with existing support and subscription licenses. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele.
And I'm Keith Kessinger.
Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.